The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally's also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. This is one of those moments. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Jill, I got a blood pressure problem. I mean, my blood pressure is going up, and it's over the bedrock of a healthy nation. Actually, it's over clean air and sparkling water, which we should have as a right. You're in trouble, I think, when you think back on Tricky Dick Nixon, Watergate Nixon, and you think of him fondly, because back a half a century ago, he created the Environmental Protection Agency to protect our air and water. And today, we got 15,000 staffers down there, and they're supposed to be spending $8 billion protecting the nation's air and water from polluters. But in Donald Trump's EPA, the opposite is happening. The EPA is protecting the polluters. Trump picked Oklahoma's Attorney General Scott Pruitt to run the EPA, and that was a horrible choice, and he should never have been confirmed, but he was. And everyone knew. Pruitt had sued the EPA 14 times to weaken it. He was no friend of the EPA. And Pruitt, each time he sued, was trying to protect his corporate friends from life-saving environmental rules, which his cronies dismiss as job-killing regulations. And his polluters, it's a rogues gallery, Jill. You know, it's the Koch brothers, it's Big Agra, it's the coal miners, oil and gas. And President Trump calls the EPA the Department of Employment Prevention. And he'd love to cut the budget by over 30%. And Pruitt has no objection. So instead of draining the swamp, and here comes my blood pressure, instead of draining the swamp, the Trump-Pruitt attack on the EPA is bubbling up from an ever deeper swamp of dirty politics. And now we learn Pruitt's been living in a lobbyist's home. he's been living in a lobbyist's home. I mean, how cozy can you get with a lobbyist if you're under his roof?
So just out of curiosity, how does he get confirmed? How did he get confirmed?
Complacency.
I think
there's a president deserves the cabinet he should have. I think that was one of the arguments. And by
whom?
Republicans went. Democrats say that to go along with the ride instead of going all out in a pitch battle. So this guy got in. Yeah, but I think he's far worse than any of the people who voted for him with doubts in their mind. I mean, he's turning out to be much far worse. I mean, look, he got started by wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money on first class and military flights. That wasn't in the plan. And then he added a security team costing $800,000, a quarter. And that's double the amount of any former EPA chief. That was unprecedented. He installed a $43,000 fully secure phone booth. So nobody could, come on, let's be real. Why do you have that? So nobody can hear what you're whispering to the Koch brothers.
All right. But again, none of this can be, like, everybody goes la, 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 can't be stopped.
Everybody goes la, la, la until it's too la, la, late. I mean, why so much security? I mean, the guy is actually afraid of the public. He actually said he's afraid to fly coach because there are hostile people back there.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Well, there are lots of hostile people out there. Just out of curiosity, what do you do? other than worry about your blood pressure and everybody else's, what do you do about something like that?
Well, first you got to, all right. What people can do about this is pretty, first of all, they got to get upset about it, which is why we're doing this broadcast. But I did, got on the phone, I did some reporting, and I talked to a number of people who think that essentially Pruitt is so far off the rails that they can stop him in court, really block him in court. So that's one hopeful thing. But in the meantime, here's what people can do to help actually helped the court case. I mean, first, you can donate to outfits like the Natural Resources Defense Council. The top guy there told me flat out, we're fighting Trump every step of the way in all of these court cases. So that's the nickname is NRDC. It's the Natural Resources Defense Council. Second, you can call your Democratic congressional leaders. You can call Schumer and Pelosi, the top people. Now, in the past, I mean, you know, Jill, that I've said when you're calling people like that, you're just preaching to the choir. These are people who already agree with you. But the top guy, a guy named John Devine at the NRDC, said to me, look, the more people, the more that the political leaders hear from the public, the less likely they'll be to compromise. And I think that's a pretty good point. Third, you can add your voice to the public comments at the EPA. The agency must respond and analyze every comment. That's in the law. So the louder the public outcry, then the EPA then turns around and ignores, then the less credibility the agency will have in court. So it's important to speak up, and it's easy. It's easy to speak up. So you can comment through the NRDC portal. Just go to nrdc.org, and that's nrdc.org, simple enough. And then just sound off about Pruitt and clean water, clean air. Tell them what you think. I mean,
and look, how does taking, I know this sounds like an odd question, but removing politics for one second, because I think that it's pretty commonly agreed that irrespective of your political leanings, you want to be able to drink water that isn't polluted and breathe air that doesn't cause cancer.
Right.
You know, pretty simply, and you want that same for your kids and your grandkids.
Right.
How do you, without getting polarized, where do you start? Where do you start? Is the NRDC politically affiliated? The National Resources Defense Council?
No, they're for clean air and clean water. They're not a Democratic or Republican organization. They go to court and they argue cases that protect the air and water. I mean, you know, for example, I mean, this guy, he wants to erase the protections on 60% of the streams and wetlands in the country, 60% of the streams and wetlands. And that's a source of water, drinking water, for one out of three of us. Okay, so we got a big stake in that. And here's what he's doing. He must hold public hearings. I mean, this is the law. The EPA must hold public hearings. They got to listen to the public before it writes new rules. So that was actually the excuse for Pruitt to get on all these military flights and luxury class flights, fly all over the country. He holds 16 hearings, but they're not open to the public. Nearly all of them are closed to the public, but they are open to business leaders, lobbyists who agree with them. So
it sounds so much like local politics. It's really frustrating.
It's very frustrating, but this stuff then ends up in court. And here's where the NRDC is actually pretty optimistic. The key water rule, water standard, clean water standard, was written in a prior case by Anthony Kennedy, who's still on the court. So what is going to happen is, and this is the NRDC top guy, John Devine, says we will win that case 5-4 at least because the standard is written by Anthony Kennedy, and Anthony Kennedy is still there. The Trump administration is going to argue for a standard written by the late ultra-conservative Antonin Scalia. Now, that standard has already been rejected by the court. He lost in that case, right? So they lost 5-4. As long as Anthony Kennedy is still there, they win again 5-4, says the NRDC.
And how long does it take to get there?
Well, it's got to take a couple of years, but in the meantime, while they're fighting, you've got to freeze on these regulations. Right. They can't write the new regulations as long as you tangle them up in court. That's what's going on. Now, you know, you see that 5-4 ruling, ultimate 5-4 ruling in the Supreme Court. You say, okay, Antonin Scalia is not there, but he's been replaced by someone at least as conservative as he was, this guy Neil Gorsuch, okay? Well, it doesn't change anything. As long as Kennedy's there, it's still 5-4. But I'll give you a fun fact about good old Neil Gorsuch. That Ronald Reagan named Neil Gorsuch's mother, Anne, as the head of the EPA. And Anne was cited for contempt of Congress in the middle of a criminal polluter investigation. And she resigned in disgrace. Just a fun fact I thought I'd throw in there.
Is that how you get your 5-4?
Well, the 5-4, I mean, obviously, you cannot expect Neil Gorsuch to ever vote for individuals over corporate interests. He just won't do it. He doesn't do it. It's not in his record. I mean, you can go back and look at that confirmation hearing. Everybody knew that, too. But he was intelligent, right? He had the right credentials to be on the Supreme Court. It's just his head is in a place that many people don't agree with. He always sides with corporations. He's at least as conservative as Scalia, maybe more, and he's younger. He's going to be there for a long, long time. But for now, he's blocked because Anthony Kennedy is there. So, I mean, what can you do? I mean, I think the only thing the public can do is to say, enough. Enough with this. Look, you saw the lesson from the Parkland kids. The Parkland kids just said, you know what, that's one gun shooting too many. And people all across the country, not just kids, got up and marched. All right, so cynics say, what good did that do? It's a signal that people have had it up to here with callous laws that serve corporate interests over the people. And we've got elections coming, and these marches are a signal that people are going to continue to march right to the polls. And I can tell you one more thing, Jill. You want to do something about this? Vow that you'll take somebody to the polls with you. Okay? You could say, I'm going to take somebody who's younger than 30. Okay? Because only about 20% of those people vote. Under 30. So take somebody under 30 who isn't likely to vote. I don't care if he agrees with you or disagrees with you, frankly.
Take them to vote. And I just
want to vote.
We've got a minute left, and I just want to raise something. A lot of these kids are going to be in college, and so they need to figure out. This is a side thing that just needs to be focused on now. They need to figure out how not to get tangled up, if you will, in any absentee regulations. Where are they going to vote? Where do they need to be registered? How are they going to vote? And the more time that is spent on that now, I realize that it's April, the better it's going to be in November, because, you know, they're going to be, you know, focused on school.
Yeah, well,
and where they are physically. So it's just
call the town hall. Get the registrar of voters on the phone and go over the rules. If you're the parent, do it for your kids or do it with your kids. That's a very good point. So it's very clear that when they show up at the polls, they actually can vote. I mean, I think in the reporting I did this week, what struck home with me was off the rails. This administration is off the rails, and it's going to be stopped. I know, you know, checks and balances that we learned when we were in school. It was more among right-minded people, the checks and balances. When somebody went too far, as you point out, you bring a Pruitt up to be confirmed. He wouldn't have been confirmed. He wouldn't have even been picked. Well, we're off the rails right now with President Trump. But it's not going to last, Jill. President Trump is not going to change this country to that extent. He's going to get whomped in elections. And these young kids are not going to forget the terror of gun violence. That's something they're going to take with them the rest of their lives, and they're going to vote for more intelligent gun laws. I mean,
Right. And
you can see it. You can see it on the horizon, Jill. It's coming.
But it has to be voted, and the law, and people need to follow the rules and the laws so that they can vote. And I have to say, right this second, thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts, and look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in store.